FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Education MECC Potlo Muga says 52 schools have been affected by the recent weather events.
We have already identified 55 mobile classrooms, which are then been relocated in various schools. And there are still under other schools that they are still waiting for our mobile classroom, because we don't want to say here all schools that have been affected, they have been provided with mobile classroom or have been fixed. We're aware of some of the schools that have not yet have been fixed, but we are dealing with that. Hence, we thought it's important that let's update.
Well, the MEC today spoke on issues facing the department at a briefing in Mayville. Violence in schools is also back in the spotlight after brutal physical altercation among pupils from a high school in the Harigwala district was caught on film.
This is an unfortunate situation because it disrupts our schools, which then affect the teaching and learning. We are investigating all cases of violence that have been reported to us and will assist and empower schools to identify and resolve issues at the local level. But if they fail to resolve it on the local level, will then be escalated to the district and then to the province, because we want to ensure that we work together to deal with all these challenges.
The presidency spokesperson says government rejects any insinuation that through the Expropriation Act, human rights are being violated. Vincent Magwenya says the legislation followed all legal processes and is designed to serve the people, unlike the apartheid era law that served state interests.
South Africa has always, post-1994, had an orderly legal process that has governed land resettlement, land claims, land reform processes. And with the Expropriation Act, we seek to accelerate that process within the confines of our constitution.
Magwenya adds that the Act promotes a healthy balance on land reform with legal protections.
Therefore, it leaves one to wonder what wrong have we done as a country with respect to this particular act, because we remain a rule of law society and we adhere unwaveringly to the principles of our constitutional democracy.
In breaking news this afternoon, former Olympic swimmer Kirsty Coventry has been elected president of the International Olympic Committee. The 41-year-old Zimbabwean sports minister becomes the first woman and African to head the IOC. She's also the youngest ever elected to be the most powerful person in sports governance. Coventry, who succeeds Thomas Bach, who steps down after 12 years, says it's an extraordinary moment. The two-time Olympic swimming champion has vowed to work with the other six heavyweight candidates that she beat, including World Athletics chief Sebastian Coe. And the NBA's Boston Celtics are being sold to the head of a California private equity firm for $6.1 billion. It's a record price for a U.S. sports franchise. The Boston Globe is reporting that the iconic team is being sold to William Chisholm of Symphony Technology Group. It still needs the approval of the NBA Board of Governors. And the team has a record 18 championships and are the current NBA champions. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 30, Richards Bay 31. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.